Good afternoon, Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our noon market report. House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson is emphasizing that a farm bill will be considered and marked up in the Ag Committee before Memorial Day. Without offering many details, Thompson said a lot of the bill is already written, adding they found creative ways to fund a transformational and highly effective farm bill. Also in the Senate, the chair and ranking member are saying they're getting closer to releasing their framework for the next farm bill. However, muddying the waters somewhat is a Republican study committee proposal that seeks to cut farm programs. Some of those proposals include eliminating commodity subsidies for farmers with adjusted gross incomes over $500,000, reducing crop insurance subsidies, and ending trade promotion programs. While such a proposal isn't likely to go far, it does call into question the amount of Republican support for a farm bill that Chairman Thompson has called very farmer-friendly. Well, Mountain States Legal Foundation and the Southeastern Legal Foundation have filed a preliminary injunction against USDA regarding disaster payments. On behalf of several Texas farmers, they're asking a federal court to stop USDA from funneling disaster relief funds to certain farmers based on race and gender. The attorneys say the farmers have suffered from the effects of drought and COVID-19, but USDA is harming them by favoring other producers at their expense based on factors not authorized by Congress. The legal foundations wrote, "Natural disasters don't discriminate. Neither should USDA."
Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale Friday, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics, quiet disposition, and stressing maternal instincts. Yearling bull genetics from Musgrave, U2 Coalition, Sterling Confidence, Justified, and many more. Mini bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and sale begins at 1 p.m. April 19th. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the four-year guarantee.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Well, our network's Brett McCray is in Bozeman today attending the Livestock Nutrition Conference put on by MSU and the Montana Feed Association. Brett caught up with MSU Beef Extension Specialist Sam Wiffles, who told him about the conference and some of the topics they're presenting on that have affected ranchers over the past year.
We try to pick pertinent topics affecting livestock producers across the state. This year we had a lot of calls about fly issues or internal parasite issues, mineral nutrition, conception rates were a little down for a lot of the areas in the state. And so we try to develop a program that kind of tackles those issues and management around those issues so that we can do the best we can under the environmental conditions we have for that year.
Well, speaking of MSU, 10 ag research projects receive support from the Montana Fertilizer Advisory Committee to advance knowledge around cropping systems, environmental preservation, and water management. Through an assessment on commercial fertilizers, the committee funds research each year. 2024's funding totaled just under $400,000. Some of the research topics include fertility management for beans, physiological leaf spot in winter wheat, winter canola seeding and fertilizer timing, and nitrogen leaching in irrigated fields. Well, the Montana stock growers have selected Colton Coffee of Miles City and Rocky Forseth from Fairfield to represent the state at the 2024 Young Cattlemen's Conference. The tour provides young ag leaders with a comprehensive understanding of all aspects of the industry, from the feedlot to the packing plant to the consumer, and participants will visit Washington, D.C. and meet with a congressional delegation to discuss issues important to cattle producers.
Timberline Angus invites you to its annual Bread for Business Bull Sale. With over 75 years in the Angus business, the Calentines can guarantee these cattle will work for you. They're offering 40 hand-picked registered Angus yearling bulls and 40 yearling commercial Angus heifers with custom breeding options available. Join the Calentine family Friday, April 19th at Veltcamp Livestock Feedlot in Manhattan, Montana. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. The sale will be broadcast live on frontierlivesale.com. To view the offering, please visit timberlineangus.com.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
After back-to-back days of triple-digit gains, the cattle futures fell lower today. Focus beginning to turn to the cattle on feed report with uncertainty about lower placements and lower marketings. In the futures today, we saw June live cattle fall back $1.02 to 174.70, August down 50 cents at 172.42. For the feeder cattle, the May contract down 97 cents at 240 even, the August at 251.65 down 70. A pair and bred special at Lewistown Livestock this week. Cow-calf pairs topped out at $3,600 on the young cows. A lot of mid-age pairs from $3,050 to $3,550. Bred cows topped out at $3,300 on some 3- and 4-year-olds. Most of the young and middle-age breds from $2,600 to $3,100. At Miles City Livestock, demand for feeder cattle was good with upper 5-weight steers $325 to $329, 6-weights from $286 to $314, 5-weight heifers from $265 to $274, top of $309 on some light 5-weights, 6-weight heifers from $254 to $269. The cow market stayed firm with the front end from $132 to $142, even the lean cows $123 to $135, and some heavier feeders in Riverton where light 7-weight steers brought $267 to $275, upper 8 weights 222 to 230, and the heiferettes 155 to 175.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
A lot of red ink in the wheat market today. Lately, the market's been pretty range-bound, unwilling to set new lows, but not strong enough to get out of that range. Overseas, dry weather remains a concern in Russia and Ukraine, whereas excessively wet conditions in France has hindered crops there. We've seen some upward price movement lately on the world values, but not enough to change the tone of this market. Today, winter wheat under pressure with the May KC contract down 11 and a quarter at 576, September at 583 down a dime. In Chicago, May soft wheat 11 and a quarter lower at 538, July at 558 down 11 and three quarters. Spring wheat for May down 3.5 today at 634, September at 651, 4.5 lower. May corn down just a quarter point at 430, and soybeans for May up 4.75 at 1149. And on today's cash bids from Portland, 12 Pro Winter Wheat 5 to 6 cents lower from 652 to 667, 14 Pro Spring Wheat up a penny from 724 to 734, soft white wheat ranging 560 to 575. That's going to do it for this afternoon's Market Report. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.